Hello, everybody. I'm Hassan Abdi Noor.
And I'm Gerardo Ramos. And you're listening to Radioactive.
And today, we have two stories for you about classes that are interesting, to say the least.
I had this one teacher that, like, his voice just, like, made you want to sleep. It was, like, one of those nighttime stories, bro. So, I don't know. I remember me falling asleep in his class, and it was awful because I woke up in the principal's office.
I feel like a class would be more interesting if it applied to everyday things. Like, one time I was taking this civics class, and we were discussing the civil rights movement, and one student asked about the significance of the movement, and the teacher pointed to his classmate and said to him, you would not be sitting next to him. His classmate was black and he was white, and the student who asked the question did not expect such a response. And it sunk in with the rest of the class because it made the movement, the achievements of the civil rights movement, real inside the classroom. Yeah, classes impact the way students see their place in the world and assure them that there's something in the world for them to discover and enjoy.
But more importantly, classes help you transform to the person you're going to be in the future. It takes a lot to better one's craft, both time and money. The Hip Hop Residency Program is a camp that helps youth with just that. It's put on by the EMP, Arts Corps, and Mark Omar and Ryan Lewis. Radioactive's Otto Hersey reports more.
Here at the Experience Music Project, students are gathered in a circle of power.
All right, one, two, three.
Creativity!
Creativity is using one's original ideas or imagination. But what about Ashe? Ashe is from the Yoruba language in Nigeria. Ashe is the life force that runs through all things, the power to make things happen and to make a change. For 2 weeks, that was exactly what young, aspiring artists did. They made friendships, built community, and collaborated to make killer music through the Hip Hop Residency Program.
Can I bring Macklemore and Ryan Lewis to the stage? Yeah. For me, if it wasn't for access to record as a kid and to be able to work on my craft, I wouldn't have been able to get my dream out to the world. And what this week is all about, these couple weeks have been all about, is these kids actualizing their dream, getting in the studio, giving each other constructive criticism, and getting better at their craft because they love to do it. And it has inspired me, I told them upstairs, that it has inspired me to get back in the studio and have fun. And these kids have had fun, they've done amazing work, and they can't wait to show you guys what they've come up with. So thank you again for being here, we appreciate it.
The program is aimed at low-income youth. They provide stipends, bus tokens, and studio time, so that there's nothing stopping them from making their music. Just one of the many opportunities youth get in the program is getting the inside scoop from artists about the industry. They're learning things artists twice their age don't even know. One of the dope youth is Filthy Rahma.
Well, at first, we had to be in, like, a group. So at first, everybody was just confused, like, what are we going to do about? Everybody's like, oh, no, you can't do that. That's my verse. Or everybody just like, hey, that sucks, you can't do that, you know? Like, getting to know somebody's opinion was hard because sometimes it was the truth, and the truth, you know, it really hurts. And, yeah, we had to get along. We had our ups and downs, trust me. It was really hard. But once we started communicating, it got easier, and we came up with a song that's called Killing It.
Haters gonna hate, but I stay on my grind. I do what I want, and I speak my mind. I said I speak my mind. I ain't worried about no hater, I ain't got no time. Don't worry about me, just stay in line. They call me Filthy Rama, cause I got mad rhymes. Started from the bottom, trying to make it to the top. I said I started from the bottom.
Another young artist is Ivana, who uses her bilingual skills in her work.
Okay, well, before, like, in the long term, like, 2 or 3 hours before, it was completely calm, but it was, like, maybe 10 minutes before the performance that I started getting, like, really nervous. Like, I even, like, tripped going up the stage. Like, I didn't fall, but I tripped.
Walking through the streets, I swear I do this every week. They say that fashion is my passion, and my eyebrows are on fleek.
Maybe somebody goes around,
tell
them
what
gas you should go and get some more diesel.
Be small.
No street code on this competition, making you look like a tree toad.
get up there, and it's a really cool, it was really cool because the music and the beat kind of took over me for a second, and for a second I felt at peace in a weird way.
An idea like the hip hop residency program has existed in the hearts and minds of many Seattle artists. One of those artists is program instructor Otieno Terry.
Hip hop has affected my whole life, but in the last 2 weeks, I've witnessed hip hop change many lives. I've learned that hip hop can be used through every single person. There's no one that hip hop can escape. We can use it as a way to live, we can use it as a way to love, to build community, to build friendships, to collaborate, to build cities, to build empires together.
Hip hop has made a change in everyone's lives, from the instructors to the students. Macklemore Arts Corps and EMP have brought youth the chance to really get into their passions and to create community. Stay tuned for more. Special thanks to Angela Nguyen for reporting. For Radioactive, I'm Ardo Hersey.
Hey, bro. Our next story is on a class. It's one of my favorites, you know. It's on a flirting class, and you can take it. Do you get a grade for it?
So I was sitting in this classroom, and there's fluorescent lighting, a big dry erase board, backpacks. It's a classroom. And the student describes in front of the whole class how he was on a ferry, and he saw this cute girl talking with her friend. And his old self would have just stayed and read his book. But his new self got up and went and talked to her, because people want to be talked to. His teacher claps in delight. He got the girl's number. The curriculum is working. Flirting 101 is a part of the University of Washington's Experimental College. They're non-credit classes that anyone can take. You can take photography, pottery, and also flirting. Kate Stewart teaches Flirting 101. She's a psychotherapist in Seattle.
I work with a variety of different issues, mostly around dating or relationships.
She started teaching the class 5 years ago.
It was something that I was seeing a lot of issues come up, and really realizing that other therapists are not addressing it, or there are some aspects of dating that people in general feel uncomfortable about or feel like they don't understand.
Haley Lewis is a student in Flirting 101. She's dated, but not to much success.
I've always thought that there should be a class that sort of teaches people that are socially awkward how to date and flirt.
Flirting can be mystifying, but Kate thinks it comes down to some really basic principles of human interaction.
I think a lot of what I teach in flirting is things I learned when I was 5. And it's, you think about basic social skills that you add on to.
A lot of it's stuff that seems like it should be sort of intuitive, and then for whatever reason it's not. So it's good to just sort of get that extra kick. And then she also brings up stuff we hadn't thought about before. But it's like, oh yeah, no, I guess body language is important, but not so important that I have to obsess over it.
We start with 12 tips, and those are pretty basic things like making eye contact, smiling at people, starting conversations. We talk about where to meet people, and then we talk about going through the entire process of a conversation. So when someone starts a conversation, they'll say, oh, hey, how you doing today? Or do you know where the bathroom is? Or whatever. And then transitioning into the bulk of the conversation where there's more information exchange, more flirting happening, and then transitioning it to the end where people may say, this was great, let's do it again.
Coming back to Earth, here we go, we're going to, you know, and
in this week's class, the homework was a scavenger hunt. They had to talk to a stranger with a dog, talk to a stranger in a grocery store, etc. One student did particularly well.
Yes, so the first one, grocery store, I have that one down really well.
That's like old hat for you now.
Yeah, I got 3 numbers that way.
3
in
numbers?
In a past week?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And
Trader Joe's is the place to be.
Can you talk a little bit more about the assumption that we have that flirting comes naturally? Where do you think that comes from?
Movies. And everyone's grandparents. Because I find that older generations tend to be more flirtatious.
But a lot of people that Kate works with are just too self-conscious to be as smooth as their grandparents.
A lot of what goes into teaching people how to flirt is just helping people feel more comfortable with talking to strangers. And I think there is a fear of rejection that starts at some point in people's lives.
Most people I know say, oh, I'm so socially awkward. And then I say, what are you talking about? No, you're not. And I think that's probably true with me to some extent as well. But, you know, it's hard to convince yourself that you're not.
When did you start thinking that way?
Probably high school, maybe before. I don't know. It's just been sort of a constant assumption that I've had about myself and who I am.
Does that come down to like people's like own sense of like how like entertaining they are to be around or like attractiveness or something like that?
Yeah, and that's a lot of that is confidence, right? And a lot of people don't recognize how fun they are to be around or funny or attractive.
Yeah, but the class has sort of helped me to realize that I'm not nearly as socially awkward as I thought that I was, and I have more skills than I thought that I did.
Kate's husband, Kanishka, has been helping her as his teacher's assistant unofficially since they first started dating. It's been an interesting bonding experience for them.
And kind of, we don't have kids right now, but I mean, in a way, it's kind of like you're watching like people to grow and you're like, oh, like so-and-so, like he actually went to talk to so-and-so and you're like, I'm so proud of him.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, we're like, can you believe that? I'm so proud of him or her. And so
Kanishka actually has a flirting tip of his own. When he was a kid, he learned how to palm read. And it's been useful in dating.
It's just fun. It's a totally goofy thing, but it's a fun thing to tell people about. It's a good way to kind of feel somebody out, so to speak, as far as if they're like into you in a kind of more physical way, in a very kind of non-threatening way.
But Kate says if there's one major lesson she has for people who want to become more effective flirters, it's talk. A lot.
Just talk to people in elevators, in grocery stores, wherever you can, and just kind of get comfortable with it. Because if you talk to everybody, then kind of having a more playful attitude, which is generally what flirting is more so, is going to come more easily and it won't feel quite as awkward.
For Radioactive, I'm Kendra Hanna.
Dude, let's sign up for that class. Thanks to Ardo Hersey, Kendra Hanna, and our executive producer, Paul Kiefer, a.k.a. Farouk Abdul-Jafar, a.k.a. King Farouk, a.k.a. White Boy in the Fuzzy Coat, a.k.a. Dude Asleep on the Floor.
And thanks to our editor, Jenny Asarno.
This is our last podcast of the year. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for our next one next year.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. You'll find us at kuow.org/radioactive.
Say hi to us on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media and Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
If you haven't already, subscribe to the Radioactive Podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a nice review while you're there. It helps other people find us.
Finish it.
Bro, it's really 8 o'clock, bro.
It really is. Wow. We've been here since 10. Wow. Peace and love.
Yeah, I just want to say some words. I had a fun time. And
I did too, man.
Bye, adios. It was a nice time working with you.
Bonjour.